Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Point Blank Radio. Of course, we have a packed show tonight. So many things to talk about, so many things going on. But before we get started, we're going to play our theme song. You ready, Dwayne?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's hear some McCray.
All right, well, this is your first time hearing it. Here we go.
Cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in. Yeah, coming in hot. Just like the fajita. I write what I live. My life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow. Just like the demeanor, I'm feeding my fam, I'm feeding the meter, they got the iron while I got the steamer, I bring the fire but you never seen her, I testify I don't need a subpoena, they want my soul better go to Korea, I love my dog just like I'm Peter, gotta protect him, I made the call up but just like I'm repping, I know we left here, now we back together, but I guess that is better now, later than never, like, what's happening, I'ma need y'all quit asking when, me and my wife gonna have some kids, right now we just practicing, practicing. Said quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah, I'm a bright young man. Kill the GPA and the BPM. Look, we on. So say what you say, cause that's A with Lecrae. From the A train to the A, I'm coming in. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. Shoot a shot. I'm coming in.
Wake him up, see him still sleeping, so I had to shake him up. I kept it too real, I wasn't faking up. My real life was a headline, your real life got a deadline. My timeline was a hashtag, your timeline just a hate crime. Coming in hot, feeling like Pop, back in 9-4 when he took 5 shots. Too much drive to ride your wave, ditch my top and I'm off that lot. Black on black on black on black on black on black on black. You don't have to ball a rap to get them racks on racks. Uber poolers trying to catch my vibe and find my way. Yeah, I know I'm ratchet, but I'm really safe. Hot sauce dripping, everybody wanna start dipping. First nobody wanna listen, now everybody pay attention. Now everybody pay fees, even Trump gotta take a knee. When the horn blow, y'all gonna see. Make the wall fall down like yee. I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pop. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot. Coming in hot, coming in hot. Shoot that shot, shoot that shot. Shoot, why not? Hey, why not? Ain't no big, ain't no big. Feel like Pop, feel like Pop. We can't lose.
Hey!
Yeah. Yeah, we,
okay,
you know,
okay.
I didn't know if we was in the club or what. I was like, no,
okay.
Listen, I love that song. That's my hype song.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
It's right, though. It's right. Hey, look, we got to shorten it a little bit, though. You feel me? Because we got
Look, normally I only do a minute. Look, normally I do a minute, but that's like I be in here hype. I'm embarrassed. I'm like, oh, shoot, it's been longer than a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like I was going to have to pull out my security light just to look for some trouble. Like, yo, what's going on?
Wait, hey, Kia. Hey, Kia.
Hi.
Who's that talking? Is that my guy, Elliot? Is he back?
That's who that is.
That is Elliot.
He is
that's
back.
Sound
like
been
Elliot
a minute,
is
but,
back.
But Sir Elliot Davis is back in the house.
Yeah.
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 First of all, thank you for all you do, all your service, sir. We appreciate you.
Hey, yo, you know, it's my pleasure, my pleasure, my pleasure. Trust that I tell you, man, you know what I'm saying, helping out with Special Force, that's just, I love it. I can't lie, you know what I'm saying? I love it, I love it, I love it. So, but let's jump into this show, because this is going to be crazy tonight.
Yes.
So,
let's do it.
I know
let's
I mentioned
do it.
Earlier. I wanted to, you know, saying touch on some training things that a lot of us were talking about. But I think in my head, I'm thinking we should mention how Miss Kia is doing some excellent things in her area. So we definitely need to go ahead and do a little short little plug on that real quick, because that's huge. What you're doing is huge. You know what I mean? So go ahead.
Yeah,
We're gonna knock that next week.
Hey, Elliot, it's a secret. What we talked about.
We're gonna announce that next week.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
How about that?
So I'm gonna talk about what I got going on. So
yeah.
What I got going
yeah.
on. You feel me? I want people to. I'm looking to start some classes on home defense planning. Because having conversation with a few people, there are a lot of people that I've encountered that believe that a security system is as good as they need it. You get what
wow.
I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah, and I was just like, well, I said, okay, like, but when you look at time of arrival, right, on response time, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not even going to talk about the area I'm from, I'm talking about just in general, response time for the police department, depending on where you are in the city, is almost 15 minutes. 15 minutes. You see what I'm saying? Mm. That's an average. That's not even – I'm not even talking, you know what I mean, what's in North Carolina. I'm just talking average across the board, 15-minute response time. Now, how much could go wrong in 15 minutes?
A lot.
Man, a lot can go wrong in 15 minutes.
Absolutely. So, I mean, in conversation with these people, I was, you know what I'm saying, they were all like, well, yeah, you know, but my system – it locks the doors and it does this and it does that. And I'm like, yeah, but does it actually detour? You know what I'm saying? Deter is the word I'm looking for. You know what I mean? Does it say
yeah.
to someone, when they come to your house, I don't want no part of this house? You know what I'm saying? In other words, is your house,
right.
your home being targeted, right? If it's lit up, it looks like it's secure. 9 times out of 10, they're not really looking the best with your home, right? Secondly, do you have an early detection system? Now, I'm not even talking about your alarm system. Is there a way, like a camera system or something in your home, that you can detect wherever you are, whether you're in the house or away from the house, you can detect that there's an intruder on your ground? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Third area that I wanted to touch on is denial. Right? Is my house secure enough that if someone was to try to break in, it would deny access? Right? Do I have a certain type of windows? Right? We get into, you know, those are all things we'll get into in the class. But you need to, you know what I'm saying, call us. If y'all listening, call us up. Set up some times with Miss Kia, with my man Dwayne, with me, and we can talk about these things. Right? And then...
Yeah.
If someone continues to try to get into your home, is your security system able to delay them from actually getting in quickly? Right? I talked about how I reinforce my doors. I have security bars. I have things that will you can kick that door all day if you want to. You're going to probably kick a hole through the door before you actually get in my door. You get them
bad.
<saying?
huh? laughs>
Yeah. You're going to kick the door probably about 5-6 times before you actually can get in. By that time, I'm waiting on you. You feel me?
Right.
I didn't really give you fair warning. I already told you you need to step away. I need you to get away, because the next step in the 5Ds of home defensive planning is defend my home. That's the area you don't want to have to face that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the final step. Right?
Yeah,
I gave you all the chances not to choose this house, but you chose it, and you kept on coming. Well, now it's about to be a problem for you come through that door. So,
do you think somebody would really go through that much trouble to kick the door so hard they're going to kick a hole in the door before and just
desperate
not give
people.
Up? You think they would keep trying?
Desperate
yeah,
people.
Absolutely.
You know, we're in desperate times right now,
yo.
Unfortunately, you know. It may not look like it, but we are, you know.
And think
desperate
about,
people
oh, I know
do
we're
that.
Definitely
and,
in – I know we're in desperate
yeah.
times. I'm just thinking there should be other people that have a lot more easier houses to get into. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
But here's the thing: homeowners that own guns. Think about that right there, right? If you have weapons in your house, these are targets. These are areas, right? These are things that thieves would try to get their hands on. Why? Because they can get a lot of cash for that.
Right.
But if I can get my hand on some guns, I know I can get about a good $200-$300 by selling it.
Right.
Let's be realistic. When you go to a pawn shop, they don't ask you if that gun belonged to you when you go to sell it. Let's tell the truth now. You feel what
nope.
I'm saying?
Yeah, not definitely not all of them. Right. That's true. Yeah, you're right.
No, they don't ask for proof of ownership.
Nope. They just
right?
they barely check to see if it has a body on it. You know, they barely check that. So.
You feel
right.
me? You know what I'm saying? They'll walk. You can walk in there, all you know, with as many Tauruses as you want. They're gonna pay you for it. No matter.
Or high points. Or you can go in there with those high points, y'all. Those Tauruses are those good old beautiful high points. You know.
That's absolutely true. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, high point. Hey, Taurus. If y'all get hear this soundbite, holler at us. We want holler. Holler at me. I know.
Yeah, cause I'm going to tell you, Taurus, if you're listening, prove me wrong. I don't mind.
Elliot, listen, we're going off topic now, sir, okay? You're being disrespectful. Can you please get back to the 5Ds? So go down to 5Ds one more time. Hit us with the 5Ds in order. Give us the 5Ds for our listeners that are listening.
The 5 D's of home defensive planning is, number one, deter. All right? Number two, detect. Number three, deny. Number four, delay. And number five is, you know what I'm saying, this is common sense, is defense.
Yo, you got me taking notes, man. I wrote all those down. I feel like I'm in school, kid.
I know, that's right. So if anybody wants to call in and comment on any of that, you can call us at 845-241-9979.
Absolutely, because we want you guys to understand, again, we're not lawyers, but we are instructors, and we want y'all to be as safe as possible. And your home, we talk about concealed weapon carries quite often, but I've kind of been led into that direction of helping people set up their own home defensive plan. You know what I mean?
I like it.
How am I going to protect? Listen, I'm going to go into another area when it talks about deter, right, or delay. You need a safe in your home, people, if you have firearms. You need to get a safe.
Yes.
A good safe. Because, again, should they get past the first couple of these in your defensive plan, right, delaying them could help law enforcement get there and get some, and actually make a stop. You understand? So you need a good safe. I'm not going to call any names because we don't have any endorsements, but you need a good safe. Get a good safe.
Hey, Elliot,
you're going to spend
Elliot,
about
can I have
my
we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and shout out Liberty. Can we go ahead and shout out Liberty?
Yo, go ahead. Shout out.
Hey, Elliot, can I add something?
They might want to give us an endorsement. So we're going to shout Liberty.
No doubt. Let's get in. Yo, if they want to, yo, we look like, hey, we welcome it. We welcome it.
Hey, Elliot, I want to add something to the safe part real quick. You know, not only, folks, he's absolutely 3,000% right with buying a safe, not just for your firearm, but for your valuables as well. And defense isn't only about when you're home. The delay, the four parts, to me, Elliot, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not only for when you're home. That's also for when you're not home. And another thing that I will recommend, and I'm pretty sure the two of y'all already do this, is for those of you that have firearms, 1 to 20, it don't matter how much firearms you have, create a log of the firearms that you have, the make, the model, the serial number, the time you purchased it, and yo, even if you sell one, create a log of when you sold it. Because guess what? God forbid something happened with a firearm you sold, and it comes back to you like, hey, Mr. Haynes, you know, when blah, 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 this firearm was used in a crime, if I can't prove that if I don't have hard proof that I stole it, I just kind of got myself involved. You know, so keep an active log of your firearms. And don't just keep a paper. Don't just keep a paper copy. Keep a paper and a digital, because guess what? The paper copy can get lost. The digital copy can get erased.
Yeah.
So keep both. Definitely keep both.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. That's absolute. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Because things happen. Somebody can break into your car and you left your vehicle, you left your firearm in your vehicle. If things happen. So we have to protect ourselves, not just with the firearm, but in case something happens and I lose that firearm. So I totally agree with that, bro. Good point. Really good point.
Yeah. But dude, I love this program that you're putting together. Like I told Kia about her, I can't wait till she announced what she got going on. Elliot, what you got going on is awesome too. I'm definitely going to be stealing it.
Yeah.
I can't just let y'all crush my limelight. So folks, I have some awesome programs going on as well. I know Elliot is touching on the 5 D's with home defense. I'm coming right behind him, and I'm tying back to situational awareness. So what we at Zach Tactical is putting together is a situational awareness course. You know, it's going to be a 4 to 5 hour course to where we're going to start from the time you pull up, getting out your car. Are you aware about your surroundings when you pull up to an area? You know, a couple calls ago we talked about those drive-thrus that people pull into where you don't have, you can't really exit if something happened in front of you or behind you.
Right,
what are you doing?
Right.
You know, those drive-thrus scare the living life out of me. You know, what do you do? You know, we go over the codes, the color conditions all the time. What do you do when you go from yellow to orange and you're in a car?
Yeah.
How do you draw? Do you practice drawing from your holster or wherever you have your firearm in your car if, God forbid, anything happened? How are you getting ready? You know, what if something happened to you when you're going from your car to your door? How do you do that? What happens if someone kicks in your door and you're in your bedroom with your loved one? So tying into what Elliot got going on with the 5 D's, I'm going to come right behind him, and I'm focusing on the straight situational awareness thing. Folks, not all the time it's about firearms. You know, I know that we're point blank, and a lot of people think we're just here to talk guns, 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 guns. Oh, we love guns, we love guns. I can agree with my sister and my brother on this call. We love guns, but we are average Joes, folks. And we have love for our family and our community more, and we just are tapped into the other side of self-defense. That includes firearms, but situational awareness, and even what Elliot is talking about with this 5D program that he got going on, it's, you don't have to be a gun owner. We will love it if you're a gun owner, but Elliot, correct me if I'm wrong. Can I defend myself if I'm not a gun lover?
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
100%.
Definitely.
You know,
definitely.
You know, so hats off to what you're building, sir. Key, I can't wait for your announcement next week, man. Ooh, I just got some chills just now just thinking about what you got going on, folks. She's about to change the game.
Man.
I'm telling all you
there.
She is about to change the landscape of our industry, y'all. I'm not even I want to snitch so bad, Key. I want to tell it, but I'm not going to because I think you might sue me. I think you might sue me for that
Hey,
one.
Hey, look, I almost slipped.
But,
don't you slip.
Don't do it, Elliot. Don't do it. You saw the new toy she picked up today. You don't make it come to your house, Elliot. You saw the new toy she picked up today.
Look,
all right?
I ain't worried about it. She got to learn, you know what I'm saying? She got to learn how to use that joint.
Look, that's what I'm like, Elliot, can you show me how to take the safety off so I can shoot it?
See?
Oh, man.
Hey, look. Yo, those joints, yo, I'm telling you, we do a lot of work with those, a lot of training. I do a lot of training with those, and they are very reliable firearms, but like
Wait,
all Ellie, firearms,
share with
them, they
share
have
the listeners, what are we talking about? Share with the, what is those?
Oh, yeah.
AK-47, folks? The rapper gun?
Yeah.
That's the rapper gun?
Yo, hey, and I'm going to tell you right now, though, That bad boy loud. Them 7.62 by 39s, that's some loud rounds, man. I ain't no if and buts about it. But like I said, you know, I do a lot of training with that, and they are very reliable, very, very accurate. You know what I mean? They are the ones, you know, that they can get dirty and still function really, really well. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, there isn't a firearm that I've encountered. Well, let me back up. There's only one firearm I've encountered that no matter what you do, it's still a fail. But I'm not going to call that out again. You know what I'm saying?
That good old high point. Love it.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, that high point was more reliable than that Taurus. I'm just letting you know. For real.
Oh, this guy, man. Folks, don't share your inner secrets with this guy because he won't let you live it down, y'all. Don't share them.
At least he did share the high point story.
I know,
yeah,
I know.
Right? See,
you know
come
what?
On now.
I respect that. I respect that. You know, I respect
See?
That.
Right.
You lucky Kia, so. Girl. She came. She got your back, Kia. That's why you're the queen of the show.
100. I appreciate that. On that note, I had a thought again about a question for our callers, right? I think the last time I was on, we asked what was the first firearm you had ever owned, right? Now, my question for tonight, everybody can think about, is what is your favorite firearm?
Mm.
Your favorite Ooh. Firearm, whether you've used
when you
it
firearm,
or
you mean
not.
Any long gun, handgun, or just handgun?
Anyone.
It don't matter?
Anyone.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
So you guys can call in 845-241-9979. Tell us your favorite gun. 845-241-9979.
You hear that? You see how she drew out that 9 at the end? 9979.
Yeah. And she got to get the late night voice. You know how she do. You know how she
do. Elliot, my brother, my strong king, dude, I am happy that you were on. Dude, man, I missed you last week because I was outnumbered against these two ladies, and it was fun, but I felt so outnumbered, man. I was just praying for you to come back, and here I am. So now he is 2-1 again. I feel – thank you, sir, for coming back because –
Great.
And I really
– getting me, man.
I really wanted to get on that call, man, but we had some things going on, some training little training scenes that we had to accomplish by the end of the night. That was just, you know, without giving too much information, man, that was all night we pulled that night. You know what I'm saying? We trained literally 24 hours that day. You know what I'm saying? So – I was like, man, there's no way I'll be able to get on the call, man. But, you know, and I wanted to listen to it. Reception was really bad, so I couldn't really make out what was being said on the rerun of it. But I definitely know it was good. I know it was good because I saw some of the comments. So, yeah, I was like, yo, this is what it is. But, I love everything
The lady definitely held it down. Her and the great doctor, that's her name for me, the great doctor. They held it down. They came playing no games last week. They had some stuff to say. But you know what? Today we got some stuff to say. I already know a lot of our listeners, they probably really want to hear about something that's on everybody's mind. But asked me to talk about this. Before we go over to that part, because I know we're going to get real deep and we're going to go down that rabbit hole a little bit. Constitutional carry, man. You know, I take my hats off to you, Elliot, for changing your program around. You're not just focused on concealed carry. Ooh, I can't wait till Kia announces what she got going on next week, because instructors that's listening, she's changing the game. Because guess what? She's not just focused on positioning a concealed carry only class, and the same thing with me as that tactical. Because guess what, folks? A lot of states are trying their best to bring constitutional carry. So, folks, Elliot, Kia, are y'all familiar with constitutional carry?
Yeah, I was just about to say, yo, break that
down.
Yeah,
definitely.
For us, brother, break that down for us.
You want me to break it down? So this is coming straight off of Wikipedia, y'all. So in the U.S., the term constitutional carry, also known as permitless carry or unrestricted carry, refers to the legal carrying of a handgun, either openly or concealed, without a license or permit. I'm going to say that one more time.
Yeah.
In the U.S.,
wow.
Constitutional carry, permitless carry, or unrestricted carry refers to the legal carrying of a handgun, either openly or concealed, without a license permit. Now, that may sound scary to folks that's not big on firearms, but the states on this list aren't the states that have the biggest gun issues. You know, it's 20 states on this list with one in the works right now. Would y'all like me to go down this list real quick?
Yeah,
I was about to say do that.
Awesome. And it's not in no particular order. It might be in alphabetical order. Whatever. So we got Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas. And folks, these are the states that do have U.S. jurisdictions to have constitutional carry, okay? So again, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, residents only. So all the other states we can go into without a concealed carry. So someone from New York or one of those states that don't let you get your conceal, and they can visit these states and conceal, except for North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, residents only, and handguns only, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, Wyoming. And folks, Texas, they are actually in process right now. I believe, if I'm not wrong, it should be at the feet of the what they call the Senate wall to for them to be able to go forward with constitutional carry. Here, you say this all the time.
It looks like it's
going to
pass. Yeah, it looks like it's going to pass.
It looks like it's
going to
pass. Yep, it looks like it's going to pass. You said this all the time.
I mean, but
there's a lot of craziness going
on. Those,
you know?
Naming those states, you know Texas ain't going to let that fly. They don't get it. You know what
I mean? Oh,
no
yeah.
Boy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, I'm surprised Tennessee. So, you did say Tennessee. Okay, I see it. Resident only. Yeah, because that's the
resident
state
only,
to shoot me. You know what I mean? Shoot them up, state.
Yeah. You want to hear something crazy? Guess what state used to be on this list? In 2014, July 26, 2014, it's not a state, but our good old capital, Washington, D.C., became a permitless carry jurisdiction.
Wow.
But guess
what? Really?
Yeah. But guess what? 3 days later, they turned it around. They said, nope, JK, everybody.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
They said, psych. So,
we were just playing.
We're just kidding, y'all.
Hey, probably within those 3 days, I bet you if we was to research it, within those 3 days, they probably had a crazy amount of gun sales. You know what I'm saying?
Probably.
Right.
They probably,
terrified
them. Mm-hmm. Like,
you guys, we have a caller.
Elliot.
We have a caller, too, you guys. So let's pick this caller.
Yeah,
let's
call
do it.
Area code 314.
Come on.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to
doing?
Point Blank. How are you?
And I really enjoy the show. It's a good show. I just want to add some things, if you don't mind. You know, when I was a kid, I used to wear my bolt-action carbine, walk the streets to the bus, get on the bus, go to school, because we had rifle practice out to school.
Hmm.
And that was something typical. I'm for constitutional carry, and I'm for Missouri. I'm living down in Louisiana now. Difference between the two, Missouri is more gun-friendly than Louisiana. And I'm going to say something else, too, on gun check, background checks. I think that when you go to buy, for instance, like at a gun show or any place else, all you should have to do is give the dealer a government issued ID. And then they compare that name and information to a list that's produced by the Department of Homeland Security. You shouldn't be having to fill out an application, giving all your information, telling what gun you got and the number of bullets you have and where you live. That's a bunch of bull crap.
I agree.
Because you know what they're doing. So, and I really, there's over 40 black gun clubs last time I checked. And some of it all female, like We Pack Heat and Foxy Mamas. And that is good. And I think that there should be family-oriented gun activities the same way you would do bowling.
Right.
Yeah. And also, I believe that people...
Say that again.
Well, yeah, it should be family-oriented gun activities just like bowling or any other thing. And one more, I think that more people should open carry. That way the public would get used to seeing that. And by the way, you know there's about five states or at least five communities that make it mandatory to have a gun in the household. One is Kennesaw, Georgia, Nelson, Georgia, Gun Barrel City, I think it's Texas, and a couple other I can't bring to mind. So we got to make sure that we
said it's mandatory. You said it's mandatory to have a gun in your household?
Yes, it's in the ordinances of those cities. Check Kennesaw, Georgia.
Wow! Do you know the origin behind that, or what? Why?
Well, Kennesaw, Georgia, those people came together to defeat Sherman when he was marching to Atlanta. So that's probably where that comes from. And also, you had a lot of back during the day, like for instance, when the British burnt the White House and they was marching to New Orleans, you had citizens all along the way utilizing guerrilla tactics and was just wiping them out. So,
wow, we love history.
Well,
we love history. Trust me, we love it.
Yeah, so
you need to make sure you call into our show periodically so we can talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Of course.
I've been around a long time.
No doubt.
We love this.
We normally don't do this, but I'm going to ask, you know, if you can give us a name that we would know, we would recognize you by next time you call.
Well,
my name. Real name. Just give us a radio name.
Well, my real name is
Pianki,
P-I-A-N-K-I, believe it or not. But, no, more blacks need to be getting involved in the activity of protecting their Second Amendment rights. I mean, you're a U.S. citizen and everything else. And you know, it's important because that exists for a particular reason. An army has not always been in existence in this country. And it was us people to protect. And, we might get back to that one day again. You never know.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, we enjoyed your wisdom. I tell you that. We really enjoyed your wisdom. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing that with us.
No, look here. Not yet.
You dropped
already. I wanted to ask him what is his all-time favorite firearm. I would have loved to hear his answer.
But you know what? I think he's going to call us back. Let me tell you this. It's so funny that I love when people give us wisdom. I love history.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that his comments when he called in were just so awesome. I really am so appreciative. And if you're still listening, I'm really appreciative to you for calling in and sharing that wisdom with us, because that was awesome. That really was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish what you're going to say, because it's probably around the same thing.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was going to talk about North Carolina. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, because I don't know historically if any of you have ever heard about the Deacon of Defense. And if I'm not mistaken, they were in the same line as what that gentleman was talking about. You feel me? So, look them up, the Deacons of Defense. You know what I'm saying? They were they had taken a stand, and I think that that's where those laws began in, like, Georgia and certain other areas where it was mandatory to have a gun in your home to defend your home. You know what I mean? Because
wasn't there a movie about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. But they had got tired. They got tired of, you know what I'm saying, the Ku Klux Klan and other organizations coming and burning up their, you know, homes and killing their children and, you know, all kind of crazy stuff, man. So it was, yeah, it, a lot of that was, you know, had started like that. And it's unfortunate that our young black community is not very educated in that area. You know what I'm saying? So, if we would pay attention, if we, you know, we have to do a better job, our generation, you know, parenting our kids and educating them on what's really going on. We don't want to incite hate, and I think that the people miss that. Educating my children doesn't mean I teach them to hate you. You feel what I'm saying? It's educating them on what's happening. You feel me? So, because I don't have to teach my child to hate for them to recognize that they're disliked by other cultures. I don't have to teach them that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I am going to teach them the truth. You feel me? I don't want my children walking around angry at every, you know, white American, Hispanic American, you know what I'm saying, Asian American they see. No, I don't want that by no means. But they're not going to be ignorant to the fact that some of those people in those communities and cultures don't like us very much. And that's just the reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got me started. He got me started.
I'm gonna take this bottle of gasoline and I'm about to pour it more on this fire. This little blaze that we got. Because folks, let's thank that caller one more time for calling in, folks. But let's give him a hand clap, Kia. Let's give that caller a hand clap one more time for calling in.
Definitely.
We do love some wisdom. But folks, you know, we're going to switch gears and we're going to touch on something that's very near dear to our heart. And, you know, like I said, we're going to add some more fuel to the fire, right? What are y'all going to do?
Before you do that, there's a big misconception, kind of touching on what the gentleman talked about the permit.
Yeah.
I've been reading comments and things like that online about the bill that North Carolina is trying to pass to eliminate permits. And the thing is, a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, no, we're going to have people walk. That's like constitutional carry. It just proves our point even more that people just need to be educated. Because a permitless, you know, ability to purchase a handgun is not the same thing as constitutional carry, okay?
No.
Right.
So, what they're trying to do is just, you know, make it so you don't have to go to the sheriff's department to fill out a permit, wait 4 to 6 weeks for your permit to come back, and then go to the gun store, purchase a gun, and then go to the back bunch again. So basically what North Carolina is trying to do is eliminate that paper process at the beginning, which is redundancy, and then you can just go straight to your FFL, to your gun store, whatever, and purchase your firearm. So that's basically what's a lot different than constitutional carry. So I want people to make sure they understand the laws and what's going on because people are getting mixed up. It's getting mixed up.
Got you. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
That's a good day. Appreciate that. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, to tie back to that, too. Go ahead.
What did you say?
No, go ahead, man. Listen, you've been gone for like five shows, so anytime you talk, I want to hear.
I feel that it's, you know what I'm saying, that it's a smoke screen. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? By no means am I a pessimist. Like, I you know what I'm saying? I'm very optimistic about how things are. I like the, you know what I'm saying? But my perspective is usually when something like that seems good, you know, especially because we have a battle going on right now for, you know, against the Second Amendment. So now all of a sudden North Carolina is trying to eliminate the permit. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, what? Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That kind of is confusing me. So I feel like it's one of those smoke screens. Like, okay, pay it to eight. Look what we're going to do. We're going to do something good for you because all along we got something else planned. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I feel the exact same way. You know, because the thing is, like I said to someone not too long ago, was they've been talking since the first of the year, they've been talking gun control, gun control, gun control. Then all these states come and say, constitutional carrying. Oh, let's take remove the permit process. I'm like, what? I'm confused. What happened? So something else I feel like is in the works, and it's making me nervous.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I'm happy about the I am happy about the bill in North Carolina, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's solid. I think that's solid because my brother, he messed around and purchased 4 permits so he can get his firearms, and then he passed me that information today, and I was like, yeah, that's crazy. He was like, yeah, they just passed it. I was like, right. So.
Can you all imagine like what you're saying, E? What you're saying, Elliot, man? Can you imagine that they passed, a lot of these states passed constitutional carry, but yet they said, well, when you carry, you can only have ammo capacity of 10. What does that do for a lot of firearms in rotation right now, boy? Can you imagine that?
Right.
What does that do for a lot of firearms in rotation right now?
What you're saying is to me, that seems like the game. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to let you get, we gonna let you have it, but you can only have it if you have this much ammo. You know what I'm saying? You can only carry this much ammunition. You can only have a magazine with this much capacity. You know what I'm saying? That's what it seems like is coming. That's what it seems like is coming.
But see, I never really understand that capacity thing, especially when, you know, when a lot of the magazines come, like mine come with 16. So what, am I not going to fill it all the way up?
Not in New York,
I normally,
right?
I normally carry it with 16 in one chamber. So, I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Gotta get a new gun, man.
Right.
You gotta go get that new high point, because that comes with 7. Sorry.
Hey,
Taurus is a little
too, because
the Taurus holds 12. You gotta go get that new high point, that whole 7.
Hey, look, but what's the point of having 12 if you ain't gonna be able to shoot but 1?
Hey, it don't matter. It don't matter. Same thing. I mean, but you know, you could take the whole high point and just throw it like a brick. So
that'll
do a lot of damage too. But
we know that that's all Taurus good for is a frisbee. That ain't really good for nothing else.
Hey, you know what? I was really close to buying a high point a couple of days ago when I went to the gun store. It was only $129, and I was so tempted. Just to let you know, I'm with you, brother. If you buy one, I buy one. So you know what?
Hey, look.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look. Cause I'm about to rope a dope on them. You know what I mean? Like, listen.
No.
Listen. A high point. The only thing wrong with high point is that it's cosmetically ugly. Like, it's just hideous. But as far as reliability, it's as reliable as an AK. AK is not a pretty looking weapon, but it's reliable. You feel me?
Folks, ladies and gentlemen, he just compared the high point to the AK.
Absolutely. As far as cosmetics, I think the AK is one of the ugliest rifles out there. I straight up do. But as far as reliability, it gets it done. Ain't no question, no ifs, ands, buts.
Did you say the high point and liability or reliability? It sounded like you said liability just now.
No, I said reliability.
Why y'all gotta bring up old stuff, man? I thought we was cool, bro. I thought we was cool, man. You supposed to be teaching me. Kia, jump in here. Say something, Kia. Come on, Kia.
I'm not gonna get in the middle of that.
See, okay. I know, right? But listen, I still think it's a smoke screen.
Absolutely.
And I like that they're doing it. But I'm just telling everybody in North Carolina, if you'll pay attention, keep your eyes open, because it might be a setup for something else.
Yeah,
so,
and not just North Carolina, all of you states that all of a sudden that's doing constitutional carry, folks, we want that, right? That makes us excited when we're like, yay, two-way, gun rights. But what we say last time, when you see something pop up, read the fine print, then read the finer print.
Yeah.
And tie it all together.
That's right.
All right?
That's right. Something else going
on. So you're ready to...
So hop into what you were going to go into about yesterday.
You know, I'm just going to kind of toss it out there. You know, it's the big elephant in the room in a lot of places right now. We have some people that feel, you know, everybody feel a kind of way about yesterday. And what we're talking about, folks, we're talking about Derek Chauvin, that's his name, Derek Chauvin, being found guilty of murder in the unfortunate George Floyd's death. You know, George Floyd, for those of you that's been under a rock over the last year that don't know about what happened to George Floyd, he's a 46-year-old black man, that was an unfortunate victim of police brutality and, you know, racial injustice by the hands of Mr. Derek. So yesterday he was found guilty on all charges. He was found guilty and convicted of second and third degree murder, as well as second degree manslaughter. All right. You know, before I throw it back to y'all to find out how y'all think, I'm just going to add this because I just read it and did not know. So sentencing is going to happen in 8 weeks. The black community and a lot of our allying community, I guess that's how you say that. If it's not, that's how we say it now. Mm. Everybody's happy. You know, this guy found guilty. Yay. I saw the big crowd yesterday. Am I happy? Yes. I'm happy that justice has been served for this family. And now this community can mend those pieces back. And when I say that community, I mean the family, the community around that family, right? And reading what I'm looking at now, it says that he can serve no more than up to 40 years, right? But in the state, in the great place of Minnesota, those can all, it says that he can face up to 75 years when he returns for sentencing in eight weeks. But because in Minnesota, all those sentences can run concurrently, which means they can run all together, he's not going to serve anything more than 40 years. So imagine that, right? And that's if he gets the max sentencing. What I got to say before I toss it over to y'all is, was I happy? Yes, I was happy that justice was served for this family. But I see everybody in the street, my black folks, as we hear a lot of, our kings and queens, right? That's what we hear a lot of. That's the terms we use these days, kings and queens. I see a lot of my kings and queens out in the street tearing up, super happy for joy. But all I can think of is this the only murder of a black person that's happened? You know, why do we only come with this same energy, with this energy when it's a cop killing a black person? What happened? And I hate to sound like that guy that always tie it back to, you know, a place like Chicago, New York, or California, any of those tough states, and sound like that broken record that I don't like to hear sometimes is, you know, black and black crime is a real thing. You know, everybody was so happy when everybody came forward and everybody spoke on what they saw and what happened and how it looked and pointed a finger. He did this, he did that. But guess what that's called in our neighborhoods, folks, when we have to do that against our own? Isn't that called snitching? So why are we calling what we do to each other snitching, but when it's done by the other side, it's not? So I know I'm going to piss off a lot of people because, again, folks, sometimes we get too deep on this show that it flies over everybody's head. I'm not saying I'm not happy for this verdict. I'm just thinking justice has been served for this family. But for all of my Black Lives Matter people out there that think this is the end, I'm going to ask this big question. Now what? Now what? What do you do now?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, did we have any crime last night? Did anybody in the black community, was there zero crime last night?
Right.
I doubt that. I'm pretty sure somebody got shot, got stabbed, got robbed by someone that looked just like me after they just left cheering about what took place at 5 o'clock yesterday. So I'm not going to keep.
And
now,
what about the little seven-year-old that was killing the drive-through at McDonald's?
I'm about to toss the baton back over to
you
here because I could feel my boy boiling a little bit. So I'm going to toss it over to you. Go ahead, tell us how you feel.
Yeah. So why are we doing a snitch on that? I mean, that's my, like I don't want to, you know, yes, and I'm going to tell you, if you notice, I haven't really posted anything about it. I you know, yes, the family has justice, and that's good, but there's a lot of other things going on. At the same time that verdict was being, you know, read, the police killed Makaya Bryant. She called them for help, okay? She had a knife in her hand. She's been attacked. Things pulled up, shot her, and then they said Blue Lives Matter. I don't know. There could be some narrative that the media is adding. But the point of the matter is they killed this little girl. She's 16 years old, cute little thing, not a criminal. They can't pin any criminal records on her. They can't pull up anything, you know, to use against her. She called the police because she needed help. So on the flip side of that, Dwayne, why as a community, you know what I'm saying? It causes an issue with the community feeling safe calling the police when there's an issue. You see what I'm saying? So it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like whoever killed that little baby in that McDonald's drive-thru, somebody saw something,
yeah.
Somebody knows something, somebody needs to be snitching right now. But at the same time,
yeah.
When you call the police to the community, when you need help, look at this little baby. A 16-year-old, my daughter's
yeah.
14. You see what I'm saying? My youngest
yep.
daughter is 14. So if she needed help and she, you know, and she called the police and she was defending herself and right before she, you know, the police got there, she still had a knife in her hand because she was trying to defend herself and they see the knife and they just shoot her, no questions asked. Why would I call the police? Why would I tell my child something happened to call the police?
You know what?
See,
when I think about that
I'm
too now.
Let me throw something at you real quick, Elliot. Let me throw something at that real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to challenge us as a black community before the cops are even involved.
Yeah.
If it's the same story I'm thinking about, there was a fight, right, or however it was going, and the one black, the little girls, this is the one we're talking about, was the knife that got shot, right, by the cops when they showed up?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The crazy thing is there's footage of this black girl swinging that knife. I wonder what color that person what color skin that person was in that was holding that camera. Again,
yeah.
In our community, right, we're afraid to call the cops, yes, because we're afraid that a situation like this is going to happen, right? But I'm not really concerned about that part. Was that unfortunate that this little girl lost her life? Yes. You know, yes, it's always unfortunate when someone loses their life. The most unfortunate part, though, is the fact that us as a black community allow it to get that far. I remember growing up, if two kids was fighting, what were the adults doing? Y'all grew up, we're all about the same age. What was the adults doing? Separating those kids and both kids got a whooping.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
That's
yep.
how it was. So before, a lot of times we only want to stand up and beat our chest whenever it's a police officer involved in a shooting. I challenge our black community, my black community, what are we doing before it comes to the point that we call the cop, or the cops are being called. Why are we,
yeah.
Why are we letting it get? I'm all, like I said, I'm old school. I'm all for good old square up fighting. Oh, you two girls about to fight it out. But as soon as one girl pulls a knife, why is the first thing that I'm doing is pulling a phone for footage? Why am I not separating
yeah.
those two? Why am I not grabbing that knife? But we allow that narrative to unfold. We allow that whole thing to unfold. Again, the police show up and she's a threat. We talk about threats, right? And I'm not justifying anyone losing their life, but if she comes off as a threat, we don't know what's happening on that side. You know, again, I may get some slack
yeah.
from the black community over that, but I just feel it all happened. You know, our community started falling apart before the cops showed up. It started falling apart
yeah.
when she drew that knife. And I'm going
to
challenge my men. No black man that was out there decided to step in front of her and hold her back. And people started like, well, she had a knife. Man up, you're a whole man. And we talk about policing our own community. That's where it starts. It starts right
but
there.
See,
man up, Elliot, you get dressed up and you go fight for us. We can't fight for our own community while you out there doing your thing. Come on, man.
Right.
I'm done. I'm jumping on my soapbox, Elliot. Jump on it, man.
Yo, that's what you're saying is not the reality, though. You feel me? Though it's the truth. We are not, back to what I said about, we're not educating our young people on what's really going on. What we are doing is we are promoting, from as long as I can remember, the black community has promoted the ignorance we see on television and the ignorance we see here in the music, right? They've promoted it for as long as I can remember. So I've seen kids on Facebook after being a part of a shooting, and they're like, yeah, we out here, we collecting bodies, this and that or whatever, and they get more likes on that than someone posting a scripture from the Bible. You understand what I'm saying?
Definitely.
We're in that day and age where right is wrong and wrong is right. You understand? So, no, they're not going to police up their own kids. You know what I mean? But they're going to point finger when that cop, which in my honest opinion as a trainer, but I believe that was a good shoot. Yeah, it's some people right now probably ready to call in right now, like, yo, that joker crazy. That was a good shoot. That officer pulled up. All she saw, from what you could see from the body cam, was an individual with a knife attempting to stab somebody else.
If someone was coming at me with a knife, we train to do that, right? Is that not a threat? I agree with you, Elliot.
Right.
And again, do I agree with people losing their life? No, not at all. I don't want to take nobody's life. But especially someone that young. You know, I teach in my class all the time, we're all here learning about conceal, which means we are trying to defend ourselves from whatever threat. Can we live with the ramifications that one day that threat that we have to pull a firearm and defend ourselves against may be a 16-year-old? And here we are, a 16-year-old. It's an overall sad story. I feel sad for the family because, again, we shouldn't be promoting violence at all, right? I feel sorry for promoting death, I guess. I feel sorry for the family. You lost a 16-year-old, definitely. The cop showed up. You lost your 16-year-old at the hands of a cop in a black community. So that's just another thing coming down the wall, you know, where we're trying to build walls up to have an inclusive group between law enforcement, and we're saying we want them to be part of our community. Now all they see is a cop shooting a black 16-year-old, and that's the only narrative being spun. I'm gonna throw one little thing real quick at you. All right, did y'all hear about the shooting of the little girl? It's a 3-year-old and her father, and this dated back August 2020, so this is pretty old. And there's a 3-year-old and her father that got shot near an intersection, you know, a long time ago.
Nah.
No one came forward, right? Things like that. A young black family, regardless to why, this was a 3-year-old that got shot, her and her father. Mm. And no one came forward because guess what? We don't promote snitching in our neighborhood unless it's a cop and we can point fingers. How backwards is that?
Yeah.
No, I agree with you on that, Dwayne. I do agree with you.
So we're just
going to
let that father and that daughter, that child, die in vain. No justice for them because it was done by a black person. See, that's the part that, and don't get me wrong, I love my black community, you feel me? But we got to do better. That's why I'm with you
we
on
do.
That, Dwayne. I'm with you.
We
gotta
do.
Do better.
As a community, we do. Definitely.
We got to do better.
You know?
Because it's sad. That is sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, you don't care enough, you know what I mean, to be like, hey, yo, man, you killed that man and his daughter? Like, nah, that's got to stop.
Yeah.
Got to
stop. Elliot, in the military, right, there's something called rules of engagement, right?
Yeah.
That you have to follow strict rules of engagement. Why? Same thing in our community. I get it. You see a drug dealer shooting another drug dealer. You want to, that's okay, fine. Rules of engagement, they go back and forth, they're rivals. But anytime the community see one of the babies get killed. You know, and again, I'm not promoting killing or anything. I'm just saying if that's what we're going to consider snitching, why are we allowing it to transfer down to these kids? You know, why? We're not protecting our family. And I think what you was hinting at earlier, Elliot, is that, you know, this could all be by design, right? To where we're all now to the point where we're promoting us killing each other. We're promoting violence on ourselves, and we're allowing it. But as soon as as an outsider comes in, you know, it's like a family, and everybody in the family, all we do is fight, 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 and we're okay with killing each other, knocking each other's teeth out. But as soon as somebody comes and pushes us, we ready to destroy them, right? We all grew up with that kind of mentality, but I feel that's the wrong mentality. We're supposed to love each other. Are we going to have differences? Hell yeah, we have differences. But when it comes down to settling them, we should do it. Right is right. We should preserve our young youth, you know? And the victims just keep getting younger and younger and younger and younger. And the sad part to that, too, is that the criminals keep getting younger and younger and younger. And before, I used to be able to say, you know, as a black man, it's hard in this community. Breonna Taylor showed us completely different, and she's one of multiple female black victims. She's just the one that we found out her name. You know,
right.
Here, you know, you have an older daughter. I fear for you and your daughter. I fear for my family, the ladies in my family. And I blame, I'm going to get a lot of heat from this, but I blame our men. I'm a good man to my women. You know, I take care of my family. Elliot, I know you do too. I know your husband do too, or you got firepower. He better. You know? I challenge all the men out there, step the hell up and start creating a community. Before you go outside, you gotta take care of home. Stop walking out on them babies. And I know that we have a lot more fathers that are sticking around these days, but when I say sticking around, create a family. Don't just do that child support junk or show up once in a while or create a family structure. Let's bring back family, like real family. You know? And I feel that may help turn the tides, but I don't know.
That's really hard, man, when you have people who don't understand what that means. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I
know. So now we have to look at some other things when, you know, talking about when we, you know, if we're going to talk about that. You feel me? Because there are those of us that understand what that means, we need to be sharing that knowledge. You feel what I'm saying? We need to be teaching these young folks, like, yo, what's important? You feel me? So, because I can't tell you how to fix a car if I've never fixed a car. You feel what I'm saying? I can't tell you how to love a black woman if I've never loved a black woman. You feel me? Top of that, if I wasn't raised by one. You see what I'm saying? So,
say that again, man. If you wasn't raised by one,
yes.
That's the damn truth.
If I wasn't raised by a black woman, I wouldn't know how to love a black woman. You understand what I'm saying? I wouldn't understand the culture. I don't understand the mindset. You feel me? Like, it's crazy. Don't get me wrong. I was married one time before to a young lady that had, she was from the Latin community, Puerto Rican. You feel me? And the biggest problem we had in that marriage was that we didn't understand each other's culture.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? How she did things and how I did things, being raised by a black family, she being raised by a Puerto Rican family, was completely different. And it was a constant argument, a constant fight. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
Those of us with the knowledge, man, we have to share. We have to share that knowledge. We got to teach the next generation.
Yeah. Well, our friend Mr. Pianchi is still in the chat, y'all, and he said there were 4,330 blacks shot by other blacks in 335 days, his Memorial Day last year, May 23rd through 25th, 2020 through April 19, 2021, and they're including 672 murder shootings in Chicago, no white police shootings. And the source he got that from a Chicago Tribune. The Chicago Sun-Times and ABC 7 Chicago.
Yeah, folks, it is bigger than just – I feel we only stand up whenever it's a police shooting. We never stand up for that poor 6-year-old or that 16-year-old that had to lose her life. It was her fault, because she drew a fire, because she was a threat. But it runs deeper than that. I want to take some time real quick, folks. Kia, I want to tell you thank you. I want to tell you thank you. I want to tell my mom thank you. I want to thank my wife, and I want to thank my sister and all those other women out there that hasn't given up on us, black men, because I could tell you right now, we've definitely done some shit. I don't mean to curse. I'm sorry. Sorry. We've done some stuff to all I can say is thank you. You know what I mean? And like I said, I know I'm a good man. I take care of my family. But as a woman, I don't think we tell y'all that enough. And folks, again, this is way more than just about guns, y'all. This is about family, you know, and family is what you make it. You know, it starts with blood, but family is definitely what you make it. So, Kia, thank you to the women in my life. Thank y'all. I definitely appreciate y'all. Shit, I mean, damn. Ellie, I don't even know your wife when I thank her. You know?
Right.
So, you know, thank y'all. Thank y'all. We need family, y'all. It all starts with family. When that kid acts up, guess what? We need, man, my nephew, my sister's probably like, damn, she put him on blast. Whenever he acts up, I step in. We don't have that family. I hate seeing families where the uncle or aunts can't even say, hey, sit down, nephew. You know, or sit down, niece, because they're so afraid that the mom and dad is going to be like, don't talk to my kid that way. And that's where we are right now. So I applaud y'all that are still pushing family.
Come on, talk to
definitely. 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 And it all dials back to, you know, just having respect in the community. You know, a lot of times, in the community, I know when I grew up, you could get it from anybody. The neighbor can whoop you.
Right.
The two ladies four blocks over can whoop you. You know, the icy lady at the icy house, if you acting up, she can whoop you. You know, and then they take you home and they tell your parent that this is what you out there doing, and they whoop your tail. And then you're going to go in the house and you'll get another one, right?
Yeah,
but
in this
day and time, unfortunately, we're not
I said you got that whooping from your parents twice, one for doing whatever badness you did, and then the other one because you done embarrassed them. Like, man.
Exactly.
You embarrassed
me. Yeah.
Those days were crazy.
Yeah, but think about it. Those days were crazy, but we weren't having kids getting shot dead in the streets either. We would have a fight in the street, and then guess what? You fight, and then three days later, you out there playing again, you know, and that was just the way the world you know, bounce back then. The community really was a community, and it was an extension of your family, and we all looked after each other's kids. And nowadays, if you say something to somebody's child, I mean, you're going to be out there as an adult fighting the parent because the parent's going to be trying to fight you for saying something to their child. You know, so it's just the community that we live in right now.
You know what? I got up because this definitely makes my skin crawl and my blood boil because I think it's just crazy. I'm going to leave this out there for the listeners. Two things. Number one, I'm looking at these stats, Kia, that Mr. Piyaki put in the chat, and it is very saddening because the only thing we focus on is the shootings that's done by law enforcement. We don't focus and bring that same energy to the shootings that we do in our own communities. But black and black crime. Let's stand up for our communities. If being that people don't like to hear that, or people don't like to hear black on black crime, let's talk about standing up for the crime that's done in our communities. Let's start with that. But before I'm going to step off of this topic and let y'all keep going because I know how it makes me feel. It pisses me the hell off, right? I'm going to leave this out there because, Kia, you just hit this on the head. Listeners, listen very well. I want y'all to think about this. You're in a store, Walmart, because I always use Walmart as an example. You and your kid is 8, 9, 10, whatever, and your kid is behind you, and your kid all of a sudden is taking the M&Ms from a wrapper and pouring them on the ground. You don't see it. Another person walks up to your kid and say, hey, young man, don't do that. And your kid turns around and says, mommy, this person said such and such. What do you do? ask yourself what you're going to do, and based on your answer, that's the kind of community that you're encouraging.
Creating.
Yeah, 100%.
Creating.
There you go. Creating. That's even better. Yeah, creating. That's the kind of community that you're creating. It's so sad that kids, like, when my wife uses this example all the time, school, a kid says anything, like, it's so hard for a parent, for a teacher to tell a parent that their kid is acting bad in school, because automatically a lot of these parents will say, well, you don't know my kid. My kid ain't like that. You know, so a kid, we don't even have that community anymore. These teachers are coming in just for a check. That's why the narrative has changed. I don't know if y'all listeners have been really paying attention to the school board, the school system. It went from them loving teaching our kids to focusing about we not being paid enough. Now, are they underpaid? Absolutely. But that is now the top of the agenda for teachers these days.
And you know what, Dwayne, you're very right, because I remember a time when the teachers would, like my teachers, they would stay after, they would help you. I mean, I'm not saying teachers don't do that now, so if any teachers are listening, I'm not saying that. It's just you felt
absolutely.
The love
hands
there.
Up,
it's like
if
you didn't have clothes, they would, I mean, I've seen teachers bring clothes to kids in school and didn't say a word, help them change in the bathroom, no problem. But now if they do it, they're going to be on the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? But I watched teachers do that my whole entire life until I got to, you know, high school. And even in high school, we had a principal in our school that was determined to make sure that we graduated. She made it her goal. That's her life. That was her whole career. That's what she wanted to do after she graduated all of us, because she pretty much was our 9th grade through 12th grade principal. And she was like, you're not going to fail. You're not going to fail.
Yeah.
She would like come to where we hung out. Why are you not at school? You need to come to school right now and load us up in the car. I mean, mind you, this wasn't even on our record, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, right? But she was like, you're not going to fail. Once we graduated, she retired. That was her mission from 9th to 12th grade.
That's
to make sure she cared that much. And I'm thinking to myself, do our kids get to experience that? That amount of love that no matter what they were getting paid, they enjoyed it and they put their heart into it. And, you know, all of this violence and stuff that's going on right now, I think it all dials back to the community. And regardless, we can protest all we want. We can go out and put signs up. We can post things on our Facebook page and social media. But if we don't change the root of the issue, the branches don't matter.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
These things we're seeing right now in
I
our
like
community
that.
Are just branches of what we put in the ground, the roots. And and like someone told me today, the seeds you plant are going to grow. So whatever seeds you plant into our community, they eventually are going to grow, and they're going to harvest, and we're going to have fruit. So what seeds do we put into the ground in our community? So before we can even talk about, oh, the police are shooting up our communities, what are we doing to our communities? What are we doing to make our communities safer? And what are we doing to make it so when people come into our communities, they respect us? And that's the bottom line of it all to me.
Yeah.
Well, look here. So I'm going to hit this from a different angle, right, real quick. There are people that are doing excellent things in the community, but they're not getting any flat, like any weight. Like nobody knows. Nobody's hearing about it. There's no newspaper articles. There's no, you know what I'm saying, maybe luck up and get one little good little article or news little post late night. You feel me? Like nobody's hearing about the young brothers that are sacrificing and going and taking kids, you know, he purchasing a bus. I don't know if y'all know about that young man that was purchasing a bus so he could take kids to school. You see what I'm saying? Like you don't want to hear about that. You know, because the media, the whole purpose of the media is to continue to promote the negativity. You see what I'm saying? So
exactly,
there are a lot of young people that are doing some really good things, but they don't. You know what I'm saying? They're not getting the publicity that they need so that others are inspired to do more. You get what I'm saying?
And you're definitely right about that, Elliot. Definitely right about that, because someone said today to me, you know what, if you promote when you see positive things happening, even with the police, because there's a police officer I follow on Facebook. Facebook and Instagram. Officer Tommy Norman out of Arkansas. This man is so engulfed into his community. He went out and bought everybody in the community, the homeless people, the people that really need it. He went and bought a mask, clothes. You know, we have people sending them clothes. It's like if you promote the positive things you see,
yeah,
I really think that it may outweigh some of this negative. But you're right. The media's job is to spin it in a different way and divide us.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
You're
but
right.
I'm going to tell you another problem that I had. So growing up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, we had a thing called PAL Sports, right? Police Athletic League. And this league, again, was run by law enforcement, local law enforcement. So here you are in Police Athletic League as a little boy. You're being inspired by a football coach that happens to also be the local cop, the local police officer. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I remember growing up and walking down the street, and the cop that would stop us to just have a conversation was our coach. You see what I'm saying? So we would see this guy, and we had respect for him, because not just because he was a cop, but because he was our coach. You know what I'm saying? So there's a disconnect now. You feel me? And I said this today to another friend. Police officers aren't doing this kind of community work. It should be, and this is Elliot's opinion. This is my opinion, my view. It should be a mandatory 90-day probation of community service for every new law enforcement officer. Everyone. They have to get involved in some kind of community service. Do you know that the professional sports in their contract, some of their contracts state that they have to do charity work? So we look at them and we're like, oh, man, these guys are doing, oh, they got this fund and they got this organization and they have this and that. And in reality, they have to do it in order to keep their contract. Not that's where their heart is. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
But, yes,
yeah.
Why don't we hold our law enforcement to that same standard? Like, listen, your job is to protect and serve. But you can't protect and serve someone you're afraid of. Whether they are dangerous or not, because of their skin color, you're scared. You can't protect and serve them, but would there be any fear if I was your coach? If I was your baseball coach, soccer coach, football coach, if I'd known you since you was five, and now I see you in a bad situation, and when I pull up, instead of me pulling out my gun, I automatically relate. Hey, what are you doing, Daniel? What are you doing, Steven?
Yeah, don't let me tell your mother.
What are you doing?
Don't let me tell your mother. You know, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But there's a disconnect, man. And as long as our communities are not willing to understand that, there's never going to be a change. I used to think growing up that it was crazy that every time I looked around, there was a cop, right? But at the end of the day, they weren't out there arresting us. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
They weren't beating up on us. They weren't killing us. They were policing the community that they were involved in. There were cops that lived two doors down from us. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
They lived in our community.
Yeah.
They were up, so we didn't see them as enemies. We didn't see them as problems. That began to change when they got rid of the Police Athletic League. That changed quickly.
Yeah.
But that's just my two cents. I'm gonna throw that. You know, y'all got me up there. I'm, you know, all hyped. But that's I feel like they need to go. They need to go back to that. They want to change.
That's
make
hey,
them cops get involved.
We
man.
Agree. We definitely agree.
Sorry,
from
y'all. One of my look, Ellie. One of my D's are going off. My dog. She loves letting me know everybody near the house.
Your dog is green.
Yo, the tech. That's
your
dog's
green.
The tech.
You know, before I'm gonna let us keep on going. But before we like I know last week we got really into our conversation and we let time run out. Real quick, folks, Elliot here. Where can these folks reach y'all one more time, especially for everything that you're doing? And we just throw that out there and then come back and finish up. But this is a good conversation,
absolutely,
y'all. We're not just about guns. We're about community first. You know, we just like guns, and we're really good at them.
Definitely. Hey, listen.
Well, you can always
me
find us on Facebook and Instagram, Point Blank Firearm Safety,
yeah,
and Personal Defense.
Yep.
Also, too, you could probably look at, if you go onto the NRA, looking up NRA instructors or USCCA instructors, you can find our classes and information on those websites as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing with me. You can find me at ZachTactical.com, ZachTactical on Facebook, Zach_Tactical on Instagram. Folks, we can get right back to it. You know, we got 10 minutes left. Anybody want to call in? But we got, shoot, I don't even know what time. Yeah, 10 minutes left, something like that. Anybody want to call in real quick? 845-241-9979. Give us a quick 30 seconds of how you feel about everything that's going on in our community. Folks, it's bigger than just the verdict yesterday. You know, it just like you heard myself, Elliot, and Kia, got it from three different point of views, y'all. We love our community. We are happy about the outcome from yesterday. But, folks, that was just one case. Police-related shooting. But
I'm going to be real with you.
I can't
say I'm happy about the verdict, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm just being real.
I feel
because
the same
I
way.
See.
I just keep my mouth closed. I feel the same way, though. I mean, it's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, yes,
yeah,
justice for the family, but, you know.
I'm just saying, there's a lot more work to go. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just because they found him guilty don't mean that that's going to change. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That he's actually going to do any time. Yes, it made everybody feel good because they said he was guilty. But is he going to do time? Is he going to do, you know what I'm saying? Is he actually going to be held accountable for what he did? You see what I'm saying? And
yeah,
that's where my thing is with this whole 8 weeks of before they sentence him. Like, what in the world? You see what I mean? 8 weeks?
Yeah.
So you're giving them enough time to get his affairs in order. What are we doing here? So I'm not with everybody on that. I'm not really happy yet. I'm not really happy.
No, I agree, dude.
And I'm just being
honest. I agree because we don't know what that sentence is going to look like. Just reading this, if he gets hit with 75, he can't do any more than 40. So you're telling me that let's say for any reason they're like, you know, he's a good guy, blah, 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 and they say he's going to get 4, 4, and 4, you're telling me this dude is doing very minimal? Like, you know, he's getting less time.
Right.
He's probably going to get less time than a lot of drug dealers that are in jail right now. Or not dealers. Let me not say dealers. People that were caught with possession that's in jail right now for the smallest of amount that was found on them in a state
absolutely
where weed is now legalized. How crazy is that?
Absolutely.
There's people doing double digit
years. Yeah,
you're
right about that now.
For being caught with a little bit of weed, probably just a joint, in a state where it's now legal. That is the craziest thing ever. But this guy may get 40 years. May. And I hate that word may.
May.
You know, so.
You feel me?
Yeah, it's just a time, folks.
Like, I'm not really happy about it. You know what I'm saying? We all know he blatantly killed that guy. You know, he killed George without a shadow of a doubt. He murdered that man. You feel me? And I'm really kind of – I'm just like, yo, I'm not satisfied. I'm just being honest. I'm not satisfied. Guilty, yeah. Yeah, we know he was guilty. You feel what I'm saying? That's like getting caught with your hand in the cookie jar, and everyone's like, yeah, we caught you. Yeah, okay, you saw, yeah, my hand was in the cookie jar, but what next? Like you asked the question earlier, what next? What now?
Yep.
What is it? What's going to happen next?
Yep.
And that's just how I feel about that.
What else are we demanding?
I'm not happy.
Yeah.
You feel me?
What else are we demanding?
So.
But this show was incredible.
We didn't even really, y'all didn't give your favorite weapon, your favorite, answer the question to, what's your favorite firearm?
Ooh, mine right now, it is my Canik, brand-wise. I love that brand. My TP9, I love it. The FX edition. SFX edition, sorry. But I'm kind of biased to my AR that I built. I called my AR, it's a 300 Blackout. and it's my baby. It shoots incredible. Those are my two favorite babies right now.
Okay, Kia, what's yours?
Well, for me, it's. I mean, I tell you guys all the time. Basically, my nine. You know, like I told Dwayne last week. It's what was it? A couple weeks ago. You know, it's like growing up with it. Like, so I started shooting with it. I've always shot with it. You know, and that was the only gun I had. You know, that type of thing. So that's my go-to, my 9mm. I feel comfortable with the 9mm. So my Smith & Wesson 9mm is my favorite.
Nice.
I got
nice.
You.
What about you, Lee?
If I was to choose, I'm going to give two different categories, the ones I have, the one I have, and the one I want, all right? So the one I have, my absolute favorite is the FM57 by 28. It's a pistol. Mm. Choose 5.7 by 28 caliber. I absolutely love this firearm. That is my hands down my favorite of all of my rifles, all my guns. It's my favorite one. Even better than I love it more than Deadpool. You feel me? And for those of y'all that haven't seen Deadpool, y'all need to go check out that rifle build. That baby is sweet. But my FN is my favorite, man. In the category of what I want to get next, the HK G36 Tommy Bill is my favorite firearm. Chambered in 5.56, it is the prettiest looking rifle I have ever seen. If you don't know what it is, go look it up. It's a Tommy Bill G36, but the HK was the one that came out with the design. It is absolutely the prettiest looking rifle I've ever seen. You hear what I'm telling you?
Yeah, I like
yes,
it.
Yes, Lord. It is awesome. So that's going to be probably my next big purchase, but hands down, it's my favorite. So, yeah.
Nice.
I got a quick question,
right? I don't know if y'all saw that new Spike Lee movie. I think it's Spike Lee with the family who the gentleman that lost his son in a police shooting. I haven't watched it yet. It's definitely on our list to watch. But let's say, God forbid, something happened to a family member. You know how they always get you in front of the camera and say, hey, you know, Kia, Elliot, Dwayne, you know, the city is terrorizing, you know, the citizens are tearing stuff down, burning the town. What do y'all got to say to these guys? What do y'all tell them? Do y'all tell the cities continue to burn, or do you tell them stop?
See, that's a trick
Elliot,
question, bro.
I already know. You get out loud. I already know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Elliot.
Yo.
You get out loud.
Hey, because it depends, and I'm being real. I'm going to keep it real. Depending on when they ask the question, I'm probably going to be like, yo, burn it down. You feel me?
But see, here's the problem I have about that, guys. Guys, this is the problem I have. We're burning our own communities, y'all.
Yeah,
I know,
come on,
Mama Kia. I know, Mama Kia.
Come on, man. We're burning up our own communities. What are you talking about?
No, you're right.
And that's the truth. But, yo,
that's the truth.
Once I come to my senses, that's where my heart would be. Like, yo, listen, that ain't going to change anything. You feel me? But if you catch me and I'm emotional, yeah, I'll probably say something stupid. You feel what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I don't really promote it. You feel me? I don't promote burning down our own communities. I don't promote burning down anybody's community. But I do believe in standing up for what's right. I do believe in fighting for what's right. But unfortunately, like you said, we'll turn around and be burning up our own grocery stores in our own community. You know what I'm saying? Like the people that we see on a regular every day. You know what I mean? I don't really understand what that's about. And that being said, let me jump on this real quick. Hey, yo, let's stop the violence towards the Asian community. Like, I don't know what that's about. I saw some of that while I was in the field and we were training, and I'm not really understanding the whole story just yet, but to me that seems quite ignorant. Like, I don't know what's that about. You know what I'm saying? Maybe y'all could give me some insight on that. But I'm like, yo, what's
going
on?
That's the next show.
Every time I...
That's the next show,
yo,
brother.
Okay, bet.
That's the next show. I think that's a good segue for next show. Folks, we got 30 seconds coming from me, point blank. And, God, Sixpence, hurry. We love y'all. What do y'all got to say? We got 30 seconds, y'all. What y'all got to say? I say we love you, people.
Thank you guys for joining.
Family.
Absolutely. Yeah, what I got to say is, yo, train like your life depends on it.
Absolutely.
It does.
And welcome back, Elliot. We miss you, bro.
No,
all
right. Have a good
Thank
night, everybody.
All right, y'all.
Ooh, that was good, y'all. That was good.